It was one of the largest venues in the nation when it was constructed, Union Gospel Tabernacle. But just about a decade after it opened, one prominent man's funeral was held inside the building, and at the conclusion of the service, the audience decided the place should bear his name. The story of a tabernacle with a new name is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Union Gospel Tabernacle was built in large part by Tom Ryman, a wealthy steamboat line owner who wanted to build a place for revivals held in Nashville, Tennessee. It began in 1892 with rows of circular pews on the lower level of the place. It was used for a number of events, one of the largest being a gathering of Confederate veterans in 1897.
They didn't think the building as it sat could accommodate the numbers they were expecting. So the board raised $10,000. They constructed the balcony that we see here today. The Confederate veterans were so moved by this gesture at the completion of their reunion. They had a surplus of $2,500. They gave back to the board, basically said, thanks for having us. And so if you come here today, you'll see there's a big plaque that still sits on the front of the balcony. It says Confederate Gallery, 1897.
Josh Bronenberg says that when Thomas Ryman died in 1904, the decision was made to rename the tabernacle Ryman Auditorium. While the building was still used for religious services, a variety of performances came here in the early 1900s.
We were the Carnegie Hall of the South, we were the Showplace of the South, because we had the same talent coming here. We had Anna Pavlova dance here, Harry Houdini did escape tricks here, Booker T. Washington spoke here, two American presidents were here, Teddy Roosevelt, William Howard Taft.
Josh says one of the biggest misconceptions about the Ryman is that it is the birthplace of the Grand Ole Opry.
We're not. We're actually the fifth home of the Grand Ole Opry. Grand Ole Opry's longest running live radio show in history. It started November 28, 1925 as WSM's Barn Dance. So it was just one show on WSM's format. They had four homes before they got here.
But the Opry does have important and long running ties to this building. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm Andrew McCray.